This is the Texas Standard.
December 31st, not just time to make your New Year's resolution, also the date legal authority for one of the biggest NSA surveillance operations ever authorized against U.S. citizens is set to expire. Now, this time yesterday, it appeared that amid all the bustle over extending federal funding, a measure to reauthorize the surveillance power was on the verge of a vote, one that included a provision to expand NSA powers. But that didn't happen. Joining us now is Karin Demirjian. She is a reporter for The Washington Post. Karin, this was supposed to, authorization was supposed to expire on the 31st. What happens now?
Well, now the challenge is to get a vote on a short-term extension of the authority so that they can basically live to fight another day. The idea is that they will probably pass an extension of the surveillance authority that lasts as long as the continuing resolution or the budget will, and that will buy them some time to negotiate a long-term deal. The problem is basically that no one in Congress is entirely comfortable with letting the government be able to look into this database of foreign surveillance information, to look at information on Americans that's contained in there without some restrictions. And so the extent of the restrictions are the part that is causing everybody to get stuck.
Well, just yesterday, I remember a lot of people tweeting out at the last minute. It seemed like it was midday. There was almost a frenzy of speculation that someone was trying to push through, Republicans on the Hill, I gather, were trying to push through an authorization or a reauthorization that would have expanded NSA power?
Well, not exactly. I mean, what the plan was as of, I believe, Tuesday night, was that they were going to try to push through a long-term reauthorization that would have extended the power, but not really expanded it. It would have limited it based on, basically, in cases where the FBI wanted to take information that it had gleaned from that database and use it as part of a criminal case.
Right.
It would have to first get a court order from to be able to view the contents of whatever query it got back with information about Americans that they had tried to seek from that database. There were some concerns, though, about the fact that it could have expanded the ability of the government to do what's called about collection. Right now, the way that that there's basically a handshake agreement that the FBI is not supposed to go in and look for information about Americans in that database,
Right. Just
if there's any contacts to or from Americans with these foreign targets. And they want to codify that into law. Everybody's kind of on board with that in Congress. What the issue was is that there's a provision in that bill that they were thinking about voting on, which is now tabled, that would have let the government basically restart that collection after notifying Congress and giving Congress about 30 days to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
It's limited there's some limitations on the circumstances, but basically that was sending up red flags because, all right, it basically goes against what the momentum was in Congress, which is let's put this in the law that there's not going to be any more about collections. So if your name was mentioned, let's say, in one of these tapped phone calls,
right,
there'd be information about you in the system, even though you were never in contact
with
anybody that was being surveilled.
But I want to understand, just so that I'm clear on this, the NSA surveillance rules, as we know them, are expected to expire on December 31st. So there will be a gap? How will that work?
Well, there will. The idea is that right now, with this extension that is likely either going to be part of the extension of the budget or move in parallel to the extension of the budget, they will extend the current authority, so that's without these restrictions that are being debated, until January 19th.
Understood.
So the new date, instead of December 31st, it's January
19th. I see.
And then the question is, can they take those 3 weeks and hammer out something that would be, you know, an extension of years, not just weeks, because that's really what the intelligence community wants. I think that's what ultimately members of Congress would feel more comfortable with. Everybody kind of does acknowledge that they need something to be able to do this because this is a surveillance authority that's been used to stave off some pretty serious threats. It's just that they don't want it to be run roughshod over privacy concerns because that's real for Americans.
So the red letter day shifts from December 31st to January 19th, or so it appears at the moment.
Presuming everybody, it doesn't blow up, yes.
Watch this space. Karin Demirjian is a reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks for the very latest. We appreciate it.
Take care.